What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Fastest Stats, and this episode here is one that I'm doing kind of impromptu. Knew I wanted to record one, didn't have anything I wanted to talk about specifically, but I came up with a couple things. So one of those things I came up with was just understanding the things that we are in control of, the things that we ain't. One being our ego. I just be sitting back looking at stuff and watching people move, how they move, say what they say. And most of these things that people do and say come from having an ego. And I'm not necessarily saying it's bad to have an ego, but I do think if you allow your ego to have you make irrational decisions, then yeah, it is a problem. I think everybody got an ego. We need an ego that gives us an edge. Me personally, I know I got an ego. Can't deny it. I think that's my ego is part of the reason why I believe in myself the way that I do, regardless of any feedback I ever received or anything I ever did. My ego has always been something that I think kept me up no matter what. And for those of y'all that don't know, ego means a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance. And I think mine come from a self-esteem place where I can never be down because I just know I'm that guy. Like, I know I'm the man. I know everything that I touch for the most part. I'm going to rub off in a positive light on it, or at least I feel like I can. That's just me, though. That's what my ego come in to play it. And it's some stuff I know my ego come in on a negative tip, because if I feel anything that I stand on is being disrespected, I'm one of them people that I gotta show you why you wrong. I gotta tell you why you wrong. And I picked up on it. I learned I don't need to prove that point no more. But it was one that I noticed. It always got me in or something. Know what I'm saying? Just because I knew people was trying me or testing me. I'm like, my ego just wouldn't let me shut up and say, let the fool be. I wanted to prove that person wrong to a point. Now it's to the point where I realized it was a problem. So what you do with problems, you find a solution, you solve it. That's what I've been doing. Yeah, I think a lot of y'all egos, man, like a lot of our egos, I'm not going to sit here and remove myself. A lot of our egos lead us to making irrational decisions, getting us in trouble, fallouts and breakups with people that it shouldn't be that way. I know a lot of people who I'm close to who egos that they can't sit them aside, and they mess up friendships with people. Friendships that they had 5-10 years. And I mean, some stuff worth losing, some may you it, even then I know people egos make them say they cool with losing people, but deep down people don't really like losing people, especially if you've been through drama and trouble in your life anyway, where you lost people. You don't really want to lose people that you let in. Me personally, I hate knowing that I lost the people that I have. And it affected me negatively to the point where it's easy for me to let people walk out of my life or push people out of my life. Something else I got to work on. But I think that's even part of me understanding that the people that I love the most, pretty for the most part, are all dead. Only thing I haven't lost is parents. I lost something of everything else. Siblings, best friends, cousins, aunties, grandmas, all my grandparents. So I feel like it affected me in a way where it's still negative, but with y'all, I be seeing how y'all hurting inside. Cause you ain't got your best friend to talk to. You ain't got that person you talk to kick you with, get them jokes. Cause a small argument and you just felt you was disrespected, or it just went to a point where y'all egos won't let y'all sit down like adults and talk. It's stupid to me. I see it with some of my family members. I don't really get the point of being an adult if you still can't be an adult. You call yourself grown, but some stuff you as an adult you let go. I'm not gonna hold on to something that's years old. If honestly, I'm gonna be real. If I don't remember why we not cool, 9 times out of 10, it didn't mean nothing to me. It was just in a moment, I felt some kind of way. But if I can't remember, it wasn't never a big deal. You wasn't important enough to have a reason for me to remember why we got into it, or the reason wasn't important enough. Because it is a difference, and even understanding your ego, you gotta understand control. Have self-control over that. It's cool to have that edge to you, because we need that to help us get by in life, but it shouldn't be a downfall either. I know a lot of people who egos got them in prison, got them dead, just because they walked around like they was untouchable. Gotta understand how to control these things, and understand the control in general. Understanding what you can control and what you can't, cause it's the things that we can't control that we tend to stress over, me specifically. And the things that we can control, we put those on the back burner until it's out of our control. Know what I'm saying? I seen people have the money to pay their bills, but they decided to party too many times. Now they can't pay that bill. Now they gotta vacate the premises, or their phones turned off, or whatever the situation may be. And now it's out of their hands, because they still gotta wait until they get paid. Know what I'm saying? Now they ain't in control of that situation until they get paid. Cause whoever you working for not gonna pay you ahead of time because of that. Cause you should have paid it when you got paid anyway. And the company who you owe the money to not gonna sit here and keep saying, alright, you get a pass this time. Some companies heartless, they don't do that. You gotta stay focused on what it is you trying to accomplish in life, man. Like, we out here going through COVID, right? This pandemic then got everybody put up. If you ain't learning nothing about yourself now and finding what you passionate about and going for it, you ain't got no drive. There's no way you shouldn't understand and learn more about yourself during a time like this. There's no way you shouldn't understand what it is that you capable of now. Whether it's good or bad, you should have learned something about yourself. You should be able to direct your focus on what you know you need to do now. Because this thing ain't gonna last forever. It is not. And when everything open back up to everybody, what you gonna do? How you gonna set the rest of that time out? Because I'm gonna be open. I try to be open with y'all. Like, for me, I always think ahead. I'm a forward thinker. I'm thinking all day, every day. One of the things I thought of the last 2 years, as I was saving my money up, a rainy day gonna come. I ain't know about this pandemic coming. Know what I'm saying? But I've been able to. I wasn't receiving no unemployment. I've been getting back on what I saved up from working. And then when unemployment did start hitting, I found a job now. And I didn't even stay at that job long, which I should have, so I could keep getting unemployment and keep working on my crafts. But I even made sacrifices then. Like, because I'm so focused, like, I know what I want to do in life. I got that job and I still left $3 on the table because I refused to miss out on the... I refused to work in hours that affects what I want to do in my career. My ultimate goal in life is to be successful in many things. One of them being a sports analyst and being a broadcaster, being some a writer, being a musician. Everything I want to accomplish, I work on those crafts throughout the day, and at certain times I know I'm busier than other times getting to it. And this job that I ended up getting offered $3 extra to work specific hours, and I didn't do it. I left that job on the I left that money on the table, making $19 an hour, and I'm fresh out of college. Instead, I went for the $16, and I was working it. Even then, I realized how it was affecting my body, affecting my schedule. I wasn't able to perform and work on my crafts the way that I was used to. And I was able to afford leaving that job, just thinking forward from when I was still up in school, just saving my money up, even though I always got something going on while I'm spending money all the time. But I save up enough to when those times come, I can still manage. I can still survive. I'm still ahead of where I would be if I was just tricking everything off. And me doing that, I just realized, even quitting the job, God was with me in that decision. The reason I say this was the day that I decided to leave that job, I got the opportunity offered to me to cover a basketball league, a fall basketball league, analyzing the players and teams and every game. And now I'm getting paid until the league is over to do what I went to school for. And it was heavy on my mind about quitting that job, just for the simple fact I wasn't there long. But I knew how it was affecting me. And once something got to the point where it started bothering me, I knew it wasn't good for me. So I let it go. And I was blessed enough to be put in an opportunity where I got to do what I get to do what I'm going to school for, and I love it. It's just a taste of what I know I got to come, man. It's just part of betting on myself. I bet it on myself. I don't necessarily look at it as making a sacrifice, because growing up the way I grew up, I've been making sacrifices my whole life. We all do. We sacrificing our life, leaving out the house every day. Who knows what's going to happen the next time you get in that car? Who knows what's going to happen when you on your way to your car? Who knows if you're going to wake up the next morning? Know what I'm saying? Like, we got to make sacrifices every day. Every day. So I don't even look at it as just me making a sacrifices no more. It's just, I know what I want out of life. I'm focused. I know what I want. I set goals, like short term, long term. I bet on myself. I know my talent. This probably part of my ego speaking. I know I'm better than what I've been taught to believe through history and what society show. So I'm not selling for anything less. I want everything. And the only way I know how to get it is if I do what I know I can do, do what I want to do. I'm not putting my family in a position to struggle when I know I can make the most of what I'm getting into. I'm not going to leave the generations under me without knowing how to get to accomplishing their goals, making their dreams a reality. I just think I'm so focused on being wealthy and successful. I don't let anything take my focus off of that. Our ego not understanding how to be self-controlled, those things could take us from that, just because it's things that, like, it's a natural impulse to respond when we feel crooked teeth or whatever. But do we gotta get to the point where we risking things? where we risk our life to prove a point over something that could be small? Well, we don't know what the next person feel or thinking when we get into these arguments. Some people do that kind of stuff so they can react to you a certain way. They don't necessarily come in there with the purest intentions. Some people just don't. That's the fact of the matter. And there's a lot of people that we putting on t-shirts and gotta put RIP next to their name due to situations where somebody had an ego trip, whether it was them or the person that they was involved in or anything like that. Like, it just all this tie it all in together, and it's crazy because I be thinking about it all the time. Like, now I think, like, how can this decision affect the next thing in my life? What choices can I make that's gonna affect my future? What have I done in my past that's gonna affect my present? Like, I think about stuff like this all the time, and I think it's because I do that, I kind of try to stay prepared for everything. I'm working. I really want to be the best I could be. I want everybody to be the best that they could be, but I can't live for everybody. I can only live for myself. And part of that is making sure that I'm in the right situation to do what I need to do, to take care of everybody that I love, to take care of. Taking care of them means I took care of myself to the point where I actually could achieve my goal of taking care of them. You know what I'm saying? And one of those things is just setting goals, like short-term goals. Like, you can make these short-term goals weeks, months, days if you know you can accomplish it. But set these goals, because you inching closer to that long-term goal every time you accomplish one small thing. Like, you gotta make success a habit. And I'm saying that because naturally we designed to fail before we succeed. So keep trying at everything you want, because eventually those failures gonna turn to success. You can't fail something 1,000 times unless you don't try 1,001. Know what I'm saying? Like, if you go out and you fail at everything that you do, you're not trying hard enough. You ain't putting your all into it. Cause, like, nowadays you can be successful doing anything. Look at all this social media. People getting paid just doing regular stuff. Regular stuff. Put your, all you gotta do is put your all into it. Set these goals. Make the most of what you can. Literally, with this pandemic going on, you should be sharpening all your tools right now. All your tools. If you multi-talented, you should be working at every facet of your talents. Like, I'm not sitting here in one box saying this is what's gonna get me here. No. I know I'm talented in a lot of different areas, so I'm working on every one. That way, when any opportunity present itself, I'm ready. I'm always ready. But when any opportunity present itself, I'm there. I'm here. What's up? What you need done? You wanna see this? I got you. You need to hear something? I got you. I'm always working. I'm focused. Cause this is what y'all gotta look at things as. Look at it like this. If you know you gotta take, if you know you taking risks, you know you making sacrifices, you already making a bet on yourself. You gambling with things. Why not put everything on you? Why not believe in yourself to the point where you feel like if anything can get done, you can do it. You will be able to do it. You can finish it. You can get it. Did and see, it's thinking like that that it can make a person who only knows a penny, they can reach that billion just doing that alone, because they not gonna stop. They not. And it can make a person who run through 100 stay at 100, because they not gonna put in that work to go above and beyond. They get, y'all, we get comfortable with mediocrity. We get comfortable being in toxic environments. We get comfortable being truly uncomfortable. Things that don't really sit well with us and don't make us happy, we make those things a comfort zone, because we afraid to go in other places. We afraid to go seek out what we really worth. Why? I don't understand. I really don't. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm telling y'all, I just be thinking, like, this stuff be on my mind all the time. Cause I really just don't stop thinking. I think about so much. Like right now, I'm literally thinking about when I'm ready to drop this. What I'm going to do after this. Like, I stay thinking, cause I really just want to be successful. I really want to, everything that I want to do, I want to succeed in doing it. I want to help people. I really appreciate when I drop a podcast and somebody hit me up saying me or the people I have on helped them in some way or did something for them. Like, that made me feel 10 times better than I do when I accomplish something myself. Like, knowing I helped somebody else accomplish something or on their way to accomplishing something, it feels better than me doing it myself. Like, I be talking to all these different people, and sometimes the things that they say to me make me realize that I'm doing more than what I already know and ever thought about. And I feel like I'm nowhere near what I'm going to be. I know it, really. I know it for a fact. Like, I'm meant for greatness. I'm destined to be great. Y'all, that might sound like my ego trip, but I'm serious. Like, I know this. I know I'm putting myself in situations to do what I need to do. Like, I know I'm meant to be great. Like, the stuff that I believe in confirms it. I believe in hard work gonna get you wherever you need to go. Some people, the people, like, I find happiness in knowing I'm working. Like, I'm in love with grinding. I'm in love with the grind, just because I know when I finally reach whatever it is that I'm going after, it feels so good to get it. Like, so I appreciate the grind. I love the grind. I love it with every fiber in me. I love it, cause these times where we going through them trenches, yeah, we probably hate it that we gotta go through it, but think about how it feel when you're on the other side of it. Think about how it feel when you literally crossed every line that was put there, that was like another, that just led to another finish line, saying, okay, keep running. marathon continue. Know what I'm saying? Like, these are things that I don't know. Like, it's crazy because I'm excited telling y'all this because, like, I'm happy. Like, I'm real life happy knowing that the things that I'm doing is benefiting myself and helping others. Because the benefit I get from it, I really get to meet people and hear that the things that I always wanted to do is actually working right now. Like, sometimes we don't need people that we close to be our supporters. We don't need people that we look at to always be there, to be there. Because honestly, since I've been doing these podcasts, it's people that I've grown close to that I had no relationship with to, or a very small relationship with, that really been the one supporting me, hitting me up, asking me when I'm gonna drop another podcast, what the next topic gonna be about. To now, well, I wanna pose a question to, what is it that y'all wanna learn or hear about? What is it that y'all wanna know? Like, what is it that I can learn from y'all? Like I said, anybody could get on here. I'm not trying to hold this. That's why I always bring people on, because it's different perspectives to everything. But that was all, man. I just wanted to share a little bit with y'all, man. Y'all have a good one. Y'all boy is out.